Hello, hello, and welcome to PMP versus Bionic Boots. Those of you in IRC, welcome to you. Those of you on planmixplay.com, welcome to you as well. I can see there's a total of two, Bitten and me, currently on there. And I'm just going to get this system up and running as usual. There's a little bit of a video broadcast for those who want that. And in the chat on the IRC, I saw Shargo hang out, and Bitten as well, and Nat has too. It's going to be a bit of a low-key show. You may be able to hear that my voice is still not, that is to say, after I did the last show, I had a bit of an infection, and that infection has yet to settle itself properly, which is really, really frustrating on my end, because I was, like, really, really not doing very well last weekend. We're talking switching between ibuprofen and paracetamol just so I can stay within the advised dosage on each of these two medicinal supplements. And I was not doing well. Taking these pills kind of helped at least make it tolerable to exist, but it was... let's just say it was really, really bad. And happy to say I'm on the mend, but my throat, unfortunately, is kind of still a bit wobbly. My head has also been a bit fuzzy. So, look, I thought it's been quite a while since I did a show now, and I really only did mean to scale it back to a bi-weekly show, and I already skipped twice, so I thought, you know what? Fuck this. Let's just do a proper show. Oh, and Natus joins us on planmixplay.com. Hello, Natus. I'm not sure I've seen you on that on the integrated chat before. Either way, hello, welcome. So yeah, I thought, what the hell, let's do a show. I did write a script up. I have stuff ready. But I guess all of this is to say that I don't know if it's going to be a two-hour show. It might actually be slightly shorter than that. That being said, however, there is a remixer of the year, the Rotti Awards, as they're called, coming later today. That is to say, for me, at night. So yeah, you won't be starved for content, that is for sure. And now that the bed is going to go, I think we'll kick it off with a bit of a classic, and then I'll have a look at your requests to give my voice a bit of a rest. Like I said, I do have a script, but I don't know. Like I said, my voice really isn't... My throat is kind of wobbly. You may or may not be able to hear it, but I can certainly feel it. So I might want to take it easy on that. That is to say, my throat, when I say that. So, I'm going to leave you with Binster, Ghouls and Ghosts, the Poltergeist mix. Take it away, Binster. Thank you. And there we've had a little bit of Binster with Ghouls and Ghosts, the Poltergeist mix. Oh boy. I'm thinking let's dive straight into the script a little bit that I wrote, even though, again, my throat is a little bit beside itself. I came across an article about a passionate inventor who worked on a project for about 30 years before finally kind of getting to the point of, I guess, just winding down or unwinding, or, you know, call it what you will. And this the thing this guy was working on, the inventor, it's a dude, a man, it's called Bionic Boots, which basically leverage the, I guess, leg design of an ostrich, at least in spirit. And it was a fascinating read. It kind of, you know, told a bit about where he came from, what originally inspired him to go with this project, and how things kind of had, how he had his ups and downs. And I'll be honest and say, I lapped it up. Like, for me, this sort of article is something where I'm like, I'm kind of worried that maybe this is me in 25 years. Like, I've worked on a Plan Mix Play for about 5 years now, and while I'm pretty happy with the progress, I kind of also, of course, worry, you know, if it'll ever, I guess, get to a point where it's appealing to anyone except for me. And I have to say, I'm also kind of skeptical of the product that this guy worked on in general. I don't think I would ever have expected what he was building to have a bigger market share than, say, a pogo stick. Because honestly, the boots take about 10 minutes to strap on, and that's just not something people are going to use, like, for daily, you know, daily use. It's kind of like skis or something. And also, there are some distinct differences between what he's built and what I'm building, apart from the fact that one's like a physical mode of transportation and mine's more like a musical audio video instrument. This guy actually took out patents in 15 different countries, and let me tell you, that is not cheap. So he's thrown like some real financial heft behind it. Oh, and by the way, hello to Kasrein, who joins us on planmixplay.com as well. Anyway, so he's thrown some heft behind it. All I've really put into Plan Mix Play is time, which arguably can be more valuable than money, because, you know, you can always get more money, but you can't get more time. But that's not the point here. The story as written doesn't end here. At least my take on it doesn't end here. Because if I just read his story, identified with it, I would probably have still annoyed you with it, but it would be a much smaller setup. The real story, to me, is, well, I guess, I'm wondering if maybe we should put this on the other side of the next song. I think we should. I'm going to give my voice another rest here and take a request by Shargo, but keep in mind here, we're talking about Bionic Boots, a 30-year-long passion project that has finally kind of reached the end of its road, where the developer decided, or I guess the creator decided, that this isn't really going to, you know, go much further, and is finally throwing in the towel. So we'll get back to that after this next request by Shargo, who wanted, among other things, one particular request. He actually was kind enough to request a lot of stuff to give me a bit to choose from, so I thank you, Shargo, for that. Very much appreciated. One song in particular he asked not be skipped no matter what, which is Leah with Disgrace, the Dreamers remix, which I'm more than happy to play, especially because I don't believe I've heard this song myself. So in that vein, take it away, Leah. Leah with Disgrace, Dreamers Remix, requested by Shargo. So thank you very much, Shargo, for requesting that. And Immortal, as Boz would say, joins us in the chat as well. For those of you who didn't quite catch the beginning, it's a little bit of a low-key show as I'm still struggling a little bit with an illness that got to me last week, which is frustrating as all hell, because it really... It's one thing for an illness to kind of eat one weekend entirely. It's another for it to eat one and then still linger on to the next one. So you're sort of not fully rested, just kind of half there. Anyway, enough whining from me. Back to the story at hand. So I was talking about a guy, a creative individual who had an inventor, even if you will, who had kind of put together this product labeled Bionic Boots. And there was an article on Y Combinator, well, it was linked on Y Combinator, how this individual had more or less kind of given up now after 30 years of building and designing and pushing the product. And see, this is kind of where the bigger story to me comes into play, which is I had never heard of this before. So the first product or the first impression I'm left with as a newcomer to the product is actually the bigger, more interesting story of this. Like, what sort of impression do I get? And the article that I read about this guy surprisingly didn't have any links to the inventor's website. Like, I was sure that that would be like front and center up top, or maybe at the bottom somewhere, some sort of link to the person and the product, but no such luck. But you know, it's not hard to copy paste the name and Google it. So I did that. I get to a page and I look for a video link, which brings me to the exact same page with a now non-clickable video link, which is odd, but fine. It sort of reeks a bit of typical WordPress, where like the person has, I guess, inserted a story with a YouTube link in it, but not properly put, I guess, link quotes around it. So when you click the link or the text for the first time, you get brought to another page, which is this story featured. And then you can't click it anymore because the person didn't tag the link properly. Anyway, one copy-paste later, and I'm on YouTube watching this video, and I become, well, sad. Like, really sad. And this is where I wish Plamix Play had the video playback portion up and running, because I would play a part of the video for you here. But instead, I will just copy-paste the link for people later to look at it. I'm going to paste both into the chat on IRC, and I'm also going to paste it here on PlanMixPlay.com. So, why am I sad? Well, I'm sad because it takes about 18 seconds into the video until you actually seen them being used while worn. And it takes 25 seconds if you want to see someone running with them in real time. Like, up until the 25th second mark, there's these kind of slow-mo shots of something. And the first time you actually get a sense of how they compare to anything else, like how these bionic boots can maybe do something you can't do without them, isn't until 1 minute and 16 seconds into the video. It boggles my mind. I mean, I understand that not everyone can be a video Da Vinci, or I guess a Leonardo da Video, whatever you want. But this video could just be so much better. It's literally the ideal product for a clickbaity, we outrun a car, bike, or Olympic medal runner type video. Like, sure, have a little bit of like pre-context for the video, but then show this dude wearing these boots squaring off against three other commonly known modes of transportation. And if you do end up seeing that video, man, don't even get me started on this sort of heartbeat and jet noise that is constantly put into the video. Like, it's... look, at the end of the day, all this really goes to show is, I think, something most people who are in any sort of creative business or I guess, product design or any sort of marketing business knows is that marketing and advertising your product is half the battle. Like, you can have the best thing in the world. It does not matter what it is. If you cannot communicate what it is you have effectively, you've already lost. In fact, it's arguably better to be a better communicator and a better advertiser but have a shittier product, which is such a sad, disappointing truth, but it's totally the way it is. So with that sad piece of news in mind, we're going to be straight into the next request, who I believe was by, let's see who requested this. Natas, yes, you wanted a bit of trauma with Cauldron 2. I'm a pumpkin man. And there you have it, a little bit of Trauma, Cauldron 2, I'm a Pumpkin Man, requested by Natas. So thank you very much for requesting that, Natas. Joining us in the chat as well is Leah, who of course is the composer of Chargo's earlier request with Disgrace Dreamer's Remix. And I would also say a big, big fat thumbs up from my end on that as well, Leah. Very much enjoyed that remix. So very, very solid work on putting that out. Always cool to see the scene still up and running. So yeah, that's awesome. And as for what's up with me, oh man, well, I'm still ill. I really wish I wasn't, but that's also the reason why this may be a somewhat shorter show than usual. I think we're aiming at an hour and a half or something like that, but as I stated earlier, there is the Rotti Awards going on later today, so you certainly won't be starved for content. Now, before I get into the next topic here, which is something I've sort of been a bit back and forth on it, and I think it's very easy for me to veer into the direction of going and saying, hey, yeah, let me chime in with my two cents, because Slay Radio and its community is a very small, close-knit community, and I'd probably be a little bit more careful with what I'm vocal on, in a much larger community. But in this case, this like this is a small thing, and I guess let me get into it, and I'll in fact I even try to highlight why I think it's worth talking about. So there's been a little bit of minor drama here on Slay Radio as of late, and it is generally something that I tend to not comment on when there's drama, mostly because I don't have much to add really, and if you don't have anything to add, you don't also want to kind of, you know, keep any rumors moving or something like that. And that being said, though, saying nothing is also the easiest, but not necessarily the best way forward, in my opinion. And you might wonder, well, why? I think if you can add a constructive perspective, even if that perspective just sort of mirrors other people, it can be helpful to add your voice to the, I guess, group of reason that you think best represents what's going on, or the right way of seeing things. And I want to illustrate this with a bit of an example, and I want to stress up front that this literally is exactly that, just an example. It's not supposed to represent a real-world situation. And in fact, I think I'm going to take a song before we get into the example, because I've already chatted up a storm here, and my throat really isn't in the best of ways. So why don't we take another song, and then we'll come back with a very, very truly hypothetical example of where I think it might be worthwhile for people to kind of chime in and give their two cents. I believe the next request was by Bitten, who wanted a bit of Defunk with Out of the Dome featuring Macke. And Bitten, your request is my command, I guess. Here you go.
We might as well pretend the truth. Crashes over and over again. Hey, rushes over the edge again. And the truth.
That was A Bit of Defunk with Out of the Dome featuring Macke, requested by Bitten. So Bitten, thank you very much for requesting that. Ah, man, my poor throat. Well, on with the story. So as I mentioned before, I want to bring up a little bit of a hypothetical story here, just as kind of a, I guess the story is supposed to illustrate something that isn't necessarily clear-cut, even though I would have a fixed opinion on it. So, this is my hypothetical scenario. Let's pretend you have a friend who's gotten in a rough patch, lost their job, and can't make the rent on their apartment. Let's call this friend Terry. Terry says this is just a phase. A common friend between you and Terry, let's call him Jim, offers to take Terry in and have him stay in his spare room to help Terry get back on his feet. Being, I'd say, perhaps a little naive, Jim says that there's no rush and however long it takes Terry to get back on his feet is fine, likely thinking it's a 2 to 3 month thing. Or who knows, maybe Jim is thinking 2 to 3 weeks. Doesn't really matter. It's not important. Fast forward about half a year and Jim is now regretting his hospitality. Terry still lives in the spare room. While he was initially good at cleaning up and etc., he now more or less just seems to live like a guest more than a housemate, albeit a housemate who pays 0% of the rent. Jim is at his wit's end and wants Terry out. Terry thinks Jim is a shit friend for doing that to him, i.e. kicking him out. In this case, personally, I have a pretty solid opinion on who I would agree with. But it's much easier to remain neutral. You know, if either Jim or Terry comes to me and complains about the other person, it's much easier to say to Jim, I mean, to Jim, I would, because, hey, I'm a little bit of a spoiler here, I'm totally of the opinion that Jim is a nice guy for putting Terry up, and Terry needs to stop being so damn entitled. So to Jim, I'd obviously say, hey, you've done Terry more than a good deal of I guess, friendly... you've done him a solid, so to speak. I think it's more than fair if you now boot the guy out. But to Terry, you know, you can also just say, oh, yeah, it is shit of Jim to kick you out, but, you know, you can't rely on someone's hospitality forever. There are ways of phrasing that, and maybe the better sense of phrasing it would be to say to Terry, like, hey, maybe you've overstayed your welcome. Make it clear that maybe he's gone a little bit above and beyond what is acceptable in this case. I'd imagine most people listening in would probably side with Jim and say that he should probably maybe have been a little less naive and given Terry a fixed length of time no matter what. But it's his place. In my opinion, that's kind of the crux of the matter. You know, Jim owns his apartment and Terry doesn't, and even letting Terry stay a single day without paying rent is already being a pretty decent friend. Terry, on the other hand, you know, has grown complacent and now takes Jim's hospitality for granted. In other words, he's an entitled little bitch. And telling Terry this in these words isn't going to help him out. But it might help to ask Terry if he thinks being put up rent-free for any period of time is being nice or not, and why he suddenly thinks it's unfair for Jim to change his mind now. And, you know, if this decision isn't up to Jim, and if he's not free to do as he pleases. And this is where I think some Terrys of the world will step back a bit and perhaps, you know, move somewhere to a more reasonable place, and other Terrys will instead see these questions as perspectives on their particular situation and be very quick to reason why this specific case is an exception, or why normally it would be okay for Jim to do this and that, but not now because, I don't know, XYZ. And I think I can already imagine that a common countering would be saying something like, oh, well, if I was in Jim's shoes, you know, I'd put him up for years if that's necessary. And A, that's very easy to say when it isn't this way around. And B, it honestly kind of doesn't matter. Like, in this particular scenario, still Jim's apartment. It doesn't matter what Terry would or would not do. The fact of the matter is it's currently him staying at Jim's place, and it's Jim's place, so Jim gets to decide. It's that simple. So yeah, in this case, so this is, again, the incredibly hypothetical thing, and it is not a metaphor for the stuff I'm going to get into next. It's just an example of saying, I think it would be helpful in this case to give both Terry and Jim a perspective on what's going on. It's easier to just bow out and just be like, oh, I'll play Switzerland. I won't actually participate in the conversation. When either of them ask me what's going on, I'll just try to be as neutral as possible. But I think that's actually doing both Jim and Terry a disservice, because I think most people in this world would side with Jim, and it would be maybe beneficial for Terry to realize that he is way, way overstepping his bounds. Yeah, so that's basically all this example is supposed to illustrate. Oh, man, you might not hear it, but my throat is struggling a bit. I'm struggle town here. So let's take another song, and then we'll get a bit back to the whole the big drama, which really isn't that big. It's actually a minor thing. I'm going to play another request by Shargo. Mongo Erectus Druid 2-2, which I haven't heard before. So take it away, Mongo Erectus.
We'll be right back.
Mongo Erectus Druid 2-2, requested by Shargo. So thank you very much for requesting that. And apparently my attempts to kind of enlighten have only led to confusingment. Confusement, that's a word, isn't it? Confusement. And misunderstandability. Basically, the whole point of the Tim and Jerry story was... wait, not Tim and Jerry. Jerry and... Jim and Terry. There we go. Tim and Jerry. Jim and Terry was simply to illustrate an example of a disagreement where I think it might actually be worth chiming in, which is kind of the foundation of why I bother talking a little bit about this, I guess, minor piece of news slash drama in regards to Slay Radio, because I do think that there is a side of it that I guess is, at least to me, one I can align more with. So coming back full circle to Slay Radio here, without going into the specifics too much, basically, broadcaster Crax Ultima has, at least for the time being, been given a hiatus from broadcasting on Slay Radio. And my view is that Slay Radio, as far as I'm concerned, is operated by and belongs to Slay Raygon. Slay Raygon? What the hell is a Slay Raygon? Slay Raygun, maybe. Anyway, Slaygon and his crew, period. If he tells me next weekend politely to refrain from doing any more shows, well, then that's it. He asks me to stop, and I stop. Reason or not, it's his station, and therefore he has the ultimate say as to what it is to be used for. If he does have a reason, great, even better. I mean, admittedly, that reason could be that I've been using too many consonants in my sentences. You know, he can make up whatever he wants. I'd obviously be a bit sad and inquisitive, but even this reason I'd accept, because that's just how it is. And this is regardless of how many shows I've put on or how much time I've put into building a presence on Slay Radio, which admittedly is far less than a lot of other broadcasters on here. And the same thing goes for YouTube. You may recall that I've very often spoken about not tying yourself too closely to a big boat. Like, I hope people can chime in and say, this isn't the first time I'm saying this. But because if you do happen to run into any issues with this bigger boat, and I do mean if, well, then you're sort of at this mercy, that is to say, at the bigger boat's mercy. And this goes for every broadcaster on Slay Radio, just like every streamer on Twitch or content maker on YouTube. And as for the matter at hand, and this is, I guess, where I come in to speak about what I guess... the perspective that I have. Take my view, of course, with a grain of salt, because I'm only privy to the public dialogue and discourse that I've seen about this. As I understand it, there has been a number of dialogues between Slaygon and Crax Ultima regarding his show. The purpose of these dialogues was to have Crax Ultima adhere to certain guidelines and policies regarding the shows. What these guidelines and policies refer to is, in my opinion, irrelevant. But suffice it to say, my understanding is they regard pretty significant and concrete aspects, not trivial things like too many consonants in a row. And despite these dialogues, apparently the intended outcome didn't happen from Slaygon's perspective, and so eventually the decision was made to put the shows on indefinite hold. So keeping in line with my previous talk about contributing positively, or at least contributing my perspective, my view is that I can understand where Slaygon and staff is coming from, because if I were put in their shoes, I'd likely do something similar. If I had a bunch of broadcasters and I felt someone perhaps wasn't following the format that I had set forth, well then, that is my prerogative to then decide to say that they won't be broadcasting currently. From Crax Ultima's perspective, I can understand the frustration of the situation, but yeah, how to move forward, I think, is basically, well, maybe out of his hands at this point. I can't really speak to that, but I think my only advice would probably be to say, well, think about if the situation were reversed, and how one might want, you know, a broadcaster to respond in case they didn't quite adhere to whatever guidelines had been set forth. So there we go. Exciting, right? Very interesting. Wow. Oh man, my throat. Anyway, Let's take another song. I've taken a bit of a chill song here because I need to chill out. And as I warned earlier, and I think I'm probably going to make good on that threat, which is that it would be surprising to me if the show goes far beyond 90 minutes, because already now I can feel my throat struggling. So let's stop my annoying chattering and yammering on. Play a bit of CZ Tunes with Blue Angel 69 title remix. I guess it is my turn, A-O-1 or A-A-A-I-O-N? I don't know what's going on anyway. I just can't. Have I mentioned that I'm sick? I just can't wait to get better. It is such a frustration to be. It really makes you appreciate being healthy. I'll say that much. Like, getting ill and having your whole body kind of dive down and come back up, and I'd say especially as you get older, that's the shittiest thing about getting older, is not only does everything slowly break, getting back to a healthy state is also just that much longer. Like, illnesses didn't used to linger in your teenage years. Like, you'd get sick for 2 or 3 days, and then your body would be fucking fighting, I don't know, Godzilla in a couple of days. And here I am with my walking stick and shit. Oh, man. Well, I think it seems appropriate to play Shargo's third request here by Slay Ragon with 9 lives, because I certainly don't feel like I have 9 right now. I at most maybe have half of one. So yeah, this is Slay Ragon with his classic 9 Lives.
Thank you.
Slay Raygon with 9 lives, requested by Shargo. So thank you very much for requesting that. And Immortal asks on planmixplay.com what my favorite remixer is. And I said that's a very good question. And I really wouldn't be doing any remixers the justice by picking one of them, because I simply have not listened enough to the comings and goings on RKO, which is poor form on my behalf. I've unfortunately just been very busy. Yeah, crappy. But it is what it is. I'd rather not vote if I'm not quite sure in this particular instance. And also, LP Chip joins us on IRC. He's also a steadfast visitor on planmixplay.com, so perhaps we will see him there as well. In the meantime, I'm going to put on another song, this time a request by Bitten, who wanted DHS Super Sege dell'amore e Sitofono for Your Heart. God, man. Yeah, heads up, probably just going to be another 30 minutes due to me not being great. But hey, better than nothing.
Casinato, fa tutta l'IHS, tanto io
DHS with a little bit of Super Sega dell'Amore e Sittofono requested by Bitten, and thanks a fuck ton for requesting that, Bitten, because I'd forgotten how fucking awesome that song is. It's, I don't know, it's super upbeat, just like this next song, because we haven't played this in a bit. This is fucking Dax with Outrun Magical Sound Shower. I just love that version of Dax, It's not the version of Dax. It's a version of Outrun Magical Sound Shower Remix, or rather re-remix, as Dax puts it. Yeah, I thought it fit very well. So, and as Votega says, yeah, big yeah from Macke. A couple of new requests have come in from people that I'm not sure I'd... Torkel has requested IO with R-Type Intro IO's Sunset Cruise Mix, and IO joins us in the chat as well. Don't believe I've heard this song before, so I'm more than happy to put that on now. Take it away, IO. We'll be right back. And there we had a little bit of IO with R-Type intro, IO Sunset Cruise mix requested by Torkel. So thank you very much for that. Coming up next, we have a long song that will let me take a bit of a rest with my throat, requested by Foshan. It's good to see you again, Foshan, who also said that he was glad to hear me back on the air. And yes, glad to be back and hopefully be 100% recuperated soon. You wanted a little bit of Serdan with Puka City version 3, I guess, the Space Disco mix. So I have that lined up for you, Foshan. Take it away, Serdan. We'll be right back. and there you have it, folks. A bit of Serdan Pukasi V3 Space Disco Mix requested by none other than Farshan himself, who's joining us on IRC. And as previously mentioned, it's probably going to be a 90-minute show, and I think I've gotten to the point where I'm going to say it is definitely going to be a 90-minute show, so I do apologize for the somewhat shortened format, but yeah, I need to rest and recuperate and take it easy. So, hey, 90 minutes of me is probably better than 120 minutes of me. So, you know, take that with, I guess, a thumbs up or something. I don't know. Anyway, there is the Remixer of the Year show coming up in hours later. So you've got that going for you as well. And I appreciate the well-wished natas. In the meantime, I've lined up possibly the last song of the evening before we do a wind-down tune. It's going to be Marcel Dene with a little bit of Sweet. A little bit of Marcel Dene with Sweet. And Oh, we've reached the end, because I can tell now my throat is actually starting to warble and cough and get a little bit sideways. So while I do appreciate the additional requests coming through and all the previous requests lining up from none other than Chargo, Bitten, Natas, Torkel, and Fashan, thank you all for requesting. And of course, thank you to everyone who's listening in and on the chat. Particular people who are joining on planmixplay.com. Kasrain, Bitten, Immortal, and Natas, and of course everyone on IRC as well, including Votega, Io, and Fashan and Chargo, and everyone basically. I'll see if I can't be back rested and all better in about 2 weeks' time. Until then, stay tuned for the Remixer of the Year award show coming up later, which should be in about, I think, it's going to be 6 hours, something like that. Hopefully I could sort of get you started on that. And yeah, thanks again everyone for tuning in. I hope you have a lovely Sunday. I'm going to have myself a bagel and then I'm going to lie down and just take it easy. I'm going to leave you with Glynar Brown, Firelord Symphonic. I'll see you all in 2 weeks.